Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm working on the song, you guys. Hold on 1 second. Thank you, Jesus. Moko shabaka sheririyoko. Abaririyoko shabaririyoko. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Iriyoko shabaririyake. Yobobobobobobo shabaka de eko diririyaka. Hallelujah. Moko shabaka sheririyoko shabaririyaka. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty. Moko shabaka de ekoririyaka. Moko shabaka sheririyake. Yomamamoko shabaka sheririyoko. Moko shabaka sheririyoko. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moko shabaka sheririyoko. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Moko shabaka.
God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to be holy. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to be like you, Lord. We cry out today. We give ourselves to you. Our lives are in your hand. Our lives are in your hand.
Welcome to University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. I'm your co-host, Levi Turner, from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, known as Sister G, also from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, Lord God. We come against every attack of the enemy that will try to come to this phone line in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord God. Thank you for the young learning, Lord Jesus. Thank you for our generation changing, Lord Jesus. We come against every distraction that would try to come into the phone line, Lord Jesus, to mess up the flow. And we give you praise, Lord Jesus. and we believe it effective immediately with no backlash, retribution, or retaliation in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just adore and bless you. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing, but we are grateful. We are so grateful, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Moko Shabaka De Eko, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done and the things that you are doing right now in University of Biblical Studies, boys to men and girls to ladies. Lord, we lift up all of our families before you tonight, and we thank you for what you're doing in every family, what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise you tonight, Lord God. We thank you that you are God, you are Lord, and there's no God like you. So, Lord, we surrender all tonight, and we ask you to have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord God. We are thankful, Father God, that we are in the land of the living. Father, we lift up those who have lost people to family members to coronavirus or any other diseases or illnesses, oh God, or natural death, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you for comfort and strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to protect our young people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them and their families in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We are honored, Lord God. Oh, God, we are honored by your holy presence. We are gathered to here together to glorify you, to magnify you, to hold up. In the name of Jesus, to wait on you, oh, God, to wait on you. We thank you that we can wait on you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that we can call on your mighty name. We thank you, Lord God, that you heard our prayers before we called. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Oh, we're so grateful that you joined us tonight. We are thankful for each one of you. We are thankful to the Lord for each one of you. We thank God for, we have the twins on with us from Louisiana, New Orleans, and they're going to be singing. So we call on them right now. We say call on Jemiah and Janiah, sisters. Their grandparents are the Jones, and they are doing an excellent job. So we thank God for them. Good evening, Jemiah and Janiah. How y'all doing? They're on mute right now. All right, well, we're going to come back to them in a few minutes. We're going to call on Laurel Brunson from Jacksonville, Florida, mighty prayer warrior. Good evening, my spiritual daughter. Laurel, how are you this evening? Hello? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes, sir,
Laurel,
I
are
can.
You there? I don't know what happened. Maybe she can't hear me. Laurel? All right. She'll answer me in a few minutes. Janiah and Yamaya, are you there? All right. I think they're still on mute. So we're going to ask Sister Esther Collins from New Orleans, Louisiana, if she'll sing a song of praise for us this evening.
Okay. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to cry. We have to hold up the blood-stained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, Although we have to cry, we have to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, well, I'm texting Laurel to see if she's there. I don't know what happened, but Laurel, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. I'm sorry, I called you a few minutes ago, but I missed you. All right, we're ready for you to pray, Laurel.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, oh God. Father, we honor your name, oh God. We give your name all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, God, for what you have done, what you continue to do, God, on our behalf. God, we just lift you up tonight, God. We say that there is truly no God like you in all the earth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the new thing, God, that you are doing. God, we thank you, oh God. God, for how you are making ways out of no way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just honor your name. We just honor your presence tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as we go come before your throne of grace, God, on behalf of our youth, on behalf of our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we are petitioning you, God, to have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in the midst of our homes. Have your way, God, in the midst of our families, God. Have your way with our youth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, only you know, God, every single child, God, only you know their names, God. You call them by their names, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, your thoughts towards them are good, a good and not of evil, God, to bring them, God, to an expected end, oh God. Father, you know, God, their ending from their beginning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know every hair that is on their heads, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know their past, you know their present, you know their future, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we are declaring, God, over our youth, God, that they have a bright future, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will be everything that you have destined them to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, nothing less and nothing more, God, in the name of Jesus, but God, they will be everything that you have called them to be, God, they will walk in purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus, they will walk, God, in passion, they will walk, God, in your word, they will walk, God, in your will, in your perfect will, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So now, God, we come before you, God, lifting up our youth tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask that you cover every child tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you cover them right now from the danger seen and unseen, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you give our youth a listening ear tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would hear what the Spirit has to say to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, remind our children, God, that they are never too young to be used by you, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch our children from the youngest to the oldest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you use children all throughout the Bible, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you tonight, God, that you are calling our children out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we call purpose to come forth tonight in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for surrounding our youth, God, with people, God, that can encourage them, God, that can mold them, God, in the name of Jesus, that can help shape them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cover our children tonight, God. Oh God, cover them tonight, oh God, from every generational curse tonight. God, we declare that generational curses be broken, God, and that you release generational blessings tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, for covering our youth tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cover their feet tonight, God, that everywhere their feet shall tread, God, God, that they will be the light of the earth, the world, God, and the salt of the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will rise up, God, in the name of Jesus. They will rise up in your power. They will rise up in your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and do everything that you have declared they will do, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against every word curse tonight, every curse spoken over them, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pull it down out of the atmosphere tonight, in the name of Jesus. God, every curse spoken over them, God, every negative thing spoken over them, God, in the name of Jesus. Anybody that said they wouldn't be nothing, God, they wouldn't do nothing, God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree, oh God, that they are who you say they are, God, that they are more than conquerors tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that they are fearfully and wonderfully made tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for our youth tonight. We thank you for our children tonight. We thank you for our babies tonight. And God, we even pray for the unborn, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for those that are yet in the womb, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of abortion tonight. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the assignment tonight. Somewhere, God, someone is contemplating abortion, but we cancel it tonight. In the name of Jesus, we cancel it tonight. We cancel it tonight. In the name of Jesus, we declare life over that unborn child. And God, that that child will come forth, God, and be everything that you have declared it to be, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we come against teen pregnancy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, premarital sex, God. STDs, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for covering our children, for covering families tonight, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We call unity to come forth tonight. We call obedience to come forth tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we call it forth tonight. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We call every dead relationship to live right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, just as you call Lazarus to come forth, God, in the name of Jesus, we call every child to come forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we call every relationship to come forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we declare right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that there is nothing too hard for you, and God, that even tonight, God, as we pray, God, oh God, we declare, God, that you are breaking generational curses, God, in the name of Jesus. You are breaking chains tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You are stopping some things right in their tracks, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are stopping suicide, in the name of Jesus. You are stopping depression, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Breaking it out of the atmosphere, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask, God, that you cover our children tonight. God, that you cover our children tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So many children are boggled down tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. And God, even some parents, God, they may not understand, God, what their children are going through, God. So we pray that you give our parents a listening ear to their children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that our parents, God, we begin to listen to our children in the name of Jesus. Oh God, give the parents the listening ear. Hallelujah, God. Give the parents a listening ear. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of, give the parents a listening ear. Thank you, Jesus. Give the parents, God, a listening ear to hear, God, our children in the name of Jesus, to hear what's hurting them, to hear what's bothering them, to hear what they're going through, God. And I believe, God, that if our parents, God, would listen to the children, there'd be no suicides, God, in the name of Jesus. There'd be no overdoses, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. There'd be no murders, God. There'd be no shootings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we declare right now that our parents are having a listening ear. In the name of Jesus, give our parents a listening ear tonight. In the name of Jesus, Mother, listen to your child. Father, listen to your child. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Listen, we declare a listening ear, a listening ear. In the name of Jesus, a listening ear tonight, a listening ear. In the name of Jesus, God. Sometimes we think our children don't know what they're talking about, God. We think that they don't know what they're talking about, but God, tonight we declare a listening ear. God, that you give our parents a listening ear to these children. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we bless you. God, we honor you, God, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that awesome, powerful prayer, Laurel. Amen, amen. Well, it's time for biblical facts. Get your Bibles ready. We're going to be doing some Bible facts. You got to know the Word of God. So we thank God for Bible facts. Get your Bibles ready. We're ready for biblical facts. All right, the first biblical fact is the book of the Gospels. Who could tell me how many Gospels there are? State your name. You know how we do it. State your name and tell me the Gospels. How many and name them.
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
There's four Gospels.
Amen. What are they?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Amen. Good job. Excellent, excellent. Good job. Yep, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. All right. So here's the question. All right. I'm unmuting the line, but if you want your line muted, you can mute your own line. We have a little bit of static on the phone, so if you can get your line back if you prefer, we appreciate it. All right, here's the question. The book of the Gospels says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What's the book, chapter, and verse? The book of the Gospel says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What's the book, chapter, and verse? Is that found in? That's one of the Gospels. Where is it found? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Google it, whatever you want, but find it. Come on, you guys. Got Bible scholars on here tonight. I thank God for each one of you being on with us. We're so grateful you joined us.
Naya?
All right, go ahead, baby.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Matthew
5, verses 8.
Okay, good job. Thank you so much. Matthew 5 and 8. Good job. Excellent. All right, we're still on Bible facts. From the book of the epistles, for this we know that nor whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, nor idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive. Oh, I'm sorry. It's supposed to be in the kingdom. Okay. Let no man deceive you. Vain words, for because I may be getting the two mixed up, but anyway. This is from the book of the epistles. Where is that found? From the book of the epistles. I didn't even read all of it, but where is it found? From the book of the epistles. For this we know, that no whoremonger, unclean person, no covetous person, no idolater have any inheritance in the kingdom of God and Christ. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things come the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not partakers with them. Where is that found?
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
It's on in Ephesians 5.
All right. What verse?
Verse 5.
5 through? You on it?
5.
All right. 5 through 7. Good job. Thank you, Tyrese. All right. We're moving right along. This is the next one. Bible facts. From the book of the epistles, what book, chapter, and verse says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Where is that found? It's in the book of the epistles. Give me the book, chapter,
and verse. 1 Corinthians 6-18.
Excellent. Good job, Janai. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Excellent. All right. We got one more. From the book of the epistles, what book, chapter, and verse says, now concerning the things which he wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman, nevertheless, to avoid fornication. Let every man have his own wife. Let every woman have her own husband. You guys know that. We've been on that one for a while. Book, chapter, and verse.
Jeremiah, Corinthians 7:1 and 1 and 2.
Good job, Jeremiah. Thank you so much. 1 Corinthians 7:1 and 2. Excellent. All right. Now we're going to do a new game. It's a Bible game. But you got to turn to the Bible to find these. So here's how it goes. The new Bible game is called Look, Listen, and Say. Look, listen, and say. You got to pay close attention. So I want you to find what's wrong in the scripture. When you find out what's wrong, read it. You can read the whole verse if you want. I prefer the King James Version, but use any version you like. All right, here we go. Psalms 23:1-2. I'm going to read it while you're finding it. Psalms 23:1-2. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall want. He makes me to stand up in white pastures. He leads me beside the running waters. What's wrong in that verse?
Janiah? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He made me to lie down in green pastures. He leaded me beside the still waters. He was restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for my name's sake.
Amen, amen. Good job. Yep, I said the Lord is my shepherd. I shall want. So want was wrong. Instead of lie, I put stand. Stand in the white instead of green. And running waters should be still waters. Excellent job. All right, so the next scripture, look for it. Psalms 1:1. Psalms 1:1. So I want you to find that one, and I'm going to then tell me what's wrong with it. Blessed is the man that runneth not in the counsel of the godly. Blessed is the man that runneth not in the counsel of the godly. What's wrong in that scripture? Psalms 1.
Janiah.
Okay.
Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners.
All right, you can stop there. Good job. So, yeah, it's not runneth, it's walketh. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Good job. All right, next scripture, Romans 12:1-2. Romans 12:1-2. Get your Bibles ready. Get your Bibles out. your Bibles out. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, friends, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as dead sacrifices, unholy, unacceptable unto God, which is your necessary service. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Who has it? I beseech you, therefore, friends, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as dead sacrifices, unholy, unacceptable unto God, which is your necessary service. Hello, somebody, anybody. Romans 12, 1 and 2.
This is Sister Kristen.
Okay.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship.
Amen. What did you say your name is?
Sister Kristen.
Okay. Where are you from?
Whalen, Michigan.
Thank you so much for being on with us. We appreciate you. You said
thank
Sister
you.
Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N.
Is K-R-I-S-T-E-N.
Oh, Kristen. All right,
yes.
Thank you, Kristen. Amen. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate you participating with us. Okay, last one in this area. 1 Corinthians 13:11. So find 1 Corinthians 13:11. I'm going to read. You pick out the wrong parts. When I was an adult, I spake as a child. I understood as a baby. I thought as an animal. But when I became a man, I started doing away with childish things. First Corinthians 13:11.
Nah,
when I was okay, go ahead.
When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understand as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put childish things away.
Excellent. Did great. You guys did good with that. Amen. Amen. You got to know the word of God, because sometimes people read it and mistakenly say the wrong things. So now we have scripture search. I'm going to call the scripture. You find it and read it. And more than one person can read it at the same time. Just state your name and read it. All right, the first scripture is Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Find it, state your name and read it.
This is Levi. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Excellent, Levi. Good job. Amen. All right, next scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:12. Corinthians 6:12. What does it say? First person find it, state your name and read it.
Jeremiah.
All right, anybody, read it.
Jeremiah.
What's the matter?
Oh, I have all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expended. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be bought under the power of any.
Okay, you all right? Okay, so I may have it wrong, but do you have 1 Corinthians 6:12?
And
what scripture?
First Corinthians 6 and 12. What you read was incorrect. First Corinthians 6 and 12.
That's what
this
I
This is
had.
Micah.
Okay, Micah.
Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
Okay, that is correct. That's 1 Corinthians 6 and 12. All right, last scripture in this area, Romans 12, 1 through 2. Romans 12, 1 through 2. Scripture search. You guys are doing great. Romans 12, 1 through 2. Who has it?
This
Romans
is Sister
12,
Kristen.
Go ahead.
Denias.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship.
Thank
Do not
you,
be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Kristen. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. We appreciate that scripture. All right, well, we have finished scripture search, and I am so grateful that Pastor Clarence from Jacksonville, Florida, joined us tonight. He's going to say a prayer for the families and their children, for all the families, parents and their children. Good evening, Pastor Clarence. How are you?
Good evening, Sister G. I am so blessed. The blessed call me blessed, and I'm blessed by the best.
Amen. We're grateful for you joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, we're ready for that powerful prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, we just want to thank God again. I hope everybody can hear me.
Yes.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. We just want to thank God again. Just thank God. Let us just thank God. Let's just give him all the glory, all the praise. All the honor belongs to him, Father God. We come to you again. Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace again tonight, Father God. Lord, just to thank you. Lord, just to praise you. Lord, just to magnify your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the privilege, Father God. Lord, we don't take you for granted this evening, Father God. Lord, we thank you for our help and our strength, Father God. We just want to say thank you again. Lord, even the small things, the things that we might think is inconsiderate, Father God, but you said even the hairs upon our heads is numbered. Father God, we just want to thank you tonight, Father God. Lord, I just want to thank you for every last one of these children and their family members, Father God. Lord, we want to encourage them. Father God, you said that you would never leave them nor forsake them. So we come tonight, Father God, Lord, just thanking you again and giving you all the glory and the honor and praise. Lord, we just want to, tonight, Lord, we want to pray for encouragement, Father God. Lord, we want to pray for fear. We want to pray for love. And we want to pray for a sound mind in each and every individual that is listening tonight, oh God. Lord, we say thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. For the word of the Lord says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Lord, we thank you for giving us a sound mind. Father God, Lord, we cannot fear what the enemy says. Lord, you said, have not I command thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, be not thou dismayed, for the Lord God is with thee wherever so ever thou goest. For God is with each and every one of us. So when you become discouraged or anxiety, worry, know that the Lord is as near to you as the breath that is coming out of your mouth. So we just want to encourage you tonight. Just call upon the Lord, seek his face, seek his counsel, and just thank you for being so good to us. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we will be of good courage. Lord, we will not fear. We will not be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is he that go with us. for he will not fail us nor forsake us. And he said in his word, if you will keep your mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. And he said, the peace that I leave with you, peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth unto you. He said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, Father God, Lord, we just say thank you again, Father God. We just want to encourage everybody that's listening here, Father God, especially these children, Father God. Lord, we're living in troubled times now. Lord, we're living in a time, Father God, Lord, some people don't even know which way to go, Father God. But we call upon you tonight, Father God. Lord, you said in your word, Lord, if we will seek you, Father God, we can find you, Father God. Lord, we know that each and every one of these children here tonight, Father God, Lord, they are complete in you. Lord, let them know they are complete in you, Father God. Lord, let them know that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, Father God. Lord, let them know that they are your children, Father God. Lord, we have no fear to fear at all. You said you are of God to the children. And said, you have overcome them. But he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, there may be so many things that's coming up against you, you kids and the families today, but hold on to the hand of the Lord. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. He said, do not even fear because he is with you. So we just want to say thank you again, Father God. Lord, we just glorify you. We give you all the glory, all the honor for each and every one of these children, Father God, and their families, Father God. Lord, you said, Lord, raise unto me soldiers that will walk upon the surface of the earth like Jesus did. Release to me men and women unto their destiny and raise me up a new generation of believers. Father God, I thank you for this new generation of believers tonight, Father God. I thank you for each and every one of them. Lord, I plead the blood over everything that concerns them. Lord, I ask that you put a hedge of protection around them. Lord, I ask you to bless them going in and coming out, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for these children, Father God. Lord, thank you for this new generation, Lord, because these are our future. And, Lord, we thank you for them tonight, Father God. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so very much, guys, for allowing me to pray for you guys. I love you guys. I just want to encourage you guys, no matter what is going on in your life today, there is hope. Don't be discouraged no matter what, because the word said that there are more with us than there are with them. You and God is the majority. Whenever anything comes your way, always remember that you and God is the majority. No matter who is against you, if you are in Christ Jesus, you are the majority. So don't be discouraged, okay? God bless you. And thank you again, Sister G, for allowing me to pray for you guys.
Thank you for praying for us. Thank you so much. Awesome, powerful prayer. We appreciate
it's you. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. Thank you, darling.
All right. So tonight, the title of our message is You Be You. You Be You. You Be You. I'm not talking about the you think you are, but the you inside of you that God created you to be. You were created by God and destined for greatness. God put so much on the inside of you that you have not even realized yet. As you mature in God, the best is yet to come. 1 Corinthians 13:11, the best is yet to come. You know, we read it not too long ago when you were a child, you spoke as a child, and so forth. Who are you, and who is on the inside of you? You are going from boyhood and approaching manhood. Young ladies are growing from girlhood and approaching womanhood. As you grow, accept responsibility that life presents instead of running from them. And you will mature into the kind of person that God wants you to be. God chose you. Now choose God. God chose you. Now choose God. Of course you have a choice. God give all of us choices. A choice to choose him and his ways. He has ways that are far above ours, ways that we're not even familiar with. But as you read and study the Word of God, you will find out more of His ways. Before you were born, God put greatness on the inside of you. No matter what age you are, before you were born, God put greatness on the inside of you. You must decide that you want to be the great person that God put on the inside of you, or if you want to be a nobody that anybody can use, misuse, or treat like a nobody. You can choose that life for yourself, or you can choose to wear a crown on your head. The king, you can choose to be the king or the queen that God wants you to be. Proverbs 25:2 says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. It is the glory of God to hide things, but the glory of kings to investigate them, search them out. You know, sometimes when you're growing up, you see things and you go like, what is that? And you look at it closer, you investigate it. You want to find out what it is. Well, God has greatness on the inside of you. It's up to you to search it out. You know, you remember the story of Esther? She didn't know that there was greatness on the inside of her. It had to be discovered. She had to search it out. So God has put greatness on the inside of each of us, and we have to search it out. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to God, to the Lord our God, but the things revealed to us, the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, so they may follow all the words of the law. God hid something great inside you. Yes, I'm talking to you, everybody who's on here, that only you can do. God hid something inside of you that only you can do. No one else in the whole world can do what God chose you to do. God gave you fingerprints and footprints that belong only to you. No one else have the same fingerprints. No one else have the same fingerprints that you have. No one else have the same footprints you have. There is something inside you like a blueprint, which is in the plan of God for your life. In order for you to have your best life, you must search out God's plan for your life. God put clues. He put clues inside of you that you can know. Usually, the plan for God, the plan God has for your life, is shaped around what you enjoy doing, what you usually do. It's in all of you, and it's very good. For an example, when I was a little girl, I loved to teach my doll babies. I loved to play school. I would put my little chairs lined up, and I would teach the dolls. I also would teach the children in the neighborhood to come over. I had a little chalkboard. What did I become? A teacher. When I was 17 years old, my pastor came to me and he said, Sister Caritha, I want you to teach Sunday school. I said, I don't know how to teach. He reassured me that I could do it. So when I went to college, I thought I wanted to be a social worker, but they didn't have social work at the school when I was in college. So my next choice was to become a teacher. I taught school 29 years. I taught Sunday school over 50 years. I still teach. So it's what you enjoy. Can anybody tell me on here what it is that you really, really enjoy doing? State your name and tell me what you enjoy doing. Maybe something that God wants you to become. or maybe something you have become. If it's an adult, maybe you've become that already and you're living out what God wants you to be. Anybody want to tell me?
Esther, I love
go ahead, Esther.
I love to assist and help people.
All right. And guess what? Esther is a retired teacher like me. We taught middle school together over 30-something years ago. But we're both retired, so I'm sure somewhere along the line she discovered what God put in her and she became that a teacher. And you know our teachers, we love to help. Thank you, Esther. Anybody else? Anybody else?
This is Sister Kristen.
What's your name, and tell us. I hear somebody.
I love knitting scarves and crafts and things like that.
Okay, state your name, please.
Sister Kristen.
Kristen, okay. All right, go ahead.
I love knitting.
Uh-huh.
And crafts and arts.
Okay. And may I ask your age, Kristen?
I'm 34.
34. Okay, so what is your life's work?
What's that?
What do you do in life besides knitting scarves?
I work for a ministry.
Okay, what do you do?
I do crafting for that and working on art, like graphic designing.
All right, there you go right there, graphic designer. All right, so I can understand why you
yes,
like
ma'am.
To knit, craft, and all those kind of things go together. Excellent, thank you, Kristen. Anybody
thank
else
you.
Want to share? God put greatness on the inside of you. Each one of us, no matter, you could be 100 or 99, you got greatness on the inside of you.
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
Oh, I love to play basketball.
All right, basketball. How old are you, Tyrese?
I'm 17 years old.
17 years old. He's an old man. Just kidding. All right, all right. So do you think you'll become a basketball player? What do you want to become, Tyrese?
Can you repeat that, please?
Do you think you'll have a profession as a basketball player, or what? What do you think?
Oh, no, ma'am. I just do it for fun.
All
right. I'd rather be a doctor.
A doctor? What kind of doctor?
Osteopathic medicine doctor.
Amen, amen. All right, so are you doing anything along those lines at this time in your life?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in college for my associate's degree in medicine right now.
Amen. All right, now you're headed in that direction. Yep, God put greatness on the inside
yes, ma'am.
Of you. Thank you so much. Anybody else want to share?
No problem.
Thank you, Tari.
Yes, ma'am. This is Micah McLean.
Okay.
I love to work in cars.
All right. Are you doing anything towards that?
Yes, ma'am. I go to a school for it, a vocational school.
All right. So, excellent job. Yes, God put greatness on the inside of us. It's up to us to search it out. Thank you so much. For sharing that. Anybody else?
Janaya.
Okay.
And I love singing, writing, and art.
Okay.
And when I grow up, I always wanted to be an artist or a nurse.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, Janaya. Awesome, awesome. And she sings well, too. Yep. She sings well, so I appreciate that. Are you all going to sing tonight, later on tonight? She may not have heard me. All right.
If
so
I
I'm
have
gonna
early.
Go ahead, baby.
I say yes.
Oh, okay, I'll call you in a little bit. If I forget, you remind me. All right. So here's what I want to tell you. The devil wants you to think that you can live like the world. The devil says you can have sex and you don't have to be married, but that can hurt you. What the devil doesn't tell you is that it's a trap. So he wants to get you off of your life's work that God has for you. And so he set the trap. He said, oh, yeah, look here. This is it. These are like distractions. That you can have sex, but he doesn't tell you about the traps. You can actually get soul ties from sleeping with people. We're going to be dealing with soul ties later in the, you know, through in the year. But you can literally walk around with the soul of somebody else on the inside of you if you start to have sex and you're not married. You can change inside out. You are not pure anymore once you have sex and you're not married. Your mind is not the same before you had sex with him or her. You are actually connected by souls. It's called soul ties. Like I said, we're going to be discussing that at another time. The title of the message is You Be You. Who did God create you to be? You may be short, you may be tall, you may be fat, you may be skinny, you may be dark, you may be light. Whatever, however you are, God made you to be you. So you is the person that you are. People see the outer you, but God created, and he sees the inner you. When you look in the mirror, you see the outer you. The word of God is mirror. It shows you who God says you are. What does God, who does God say you are? God shaped you in your mother's belly or stomach, Jeremiah 1:5. It says, but the Lord said to me, do not say, I am too young, or you are too young. You must go to everybody I send you to and tell them what I said. So God formed each of us before we were born in our mother's belly, and he set us apart. He knew each one of us. He set us apart. You know, sometimes you may see children or other kids, and they pick on you, and they say, ooh, you're so different. What's wrong with you? You are different for a reason. You are set apart for a reason. So God set Jeremiah apart, but he felt he was too young. So God said, don't say you're too young. You were born to do a particular thing. I consecrated you. I sanctified you. I chose you to speak for me to the nations. Jeremiah, Levi, can you find Jeremiah 1:7 for me, and we'll come back to it. Remind me when you get it. Say, I have it, Sister G. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7. So, young people, you are chosen by God. Everybody on this line, no matter what age you were chosen by God. God called you to be a messenger to deliver a message that he gives you. He sent Jesus to tell you to deliver a message, his word that he gives us. You were chosen to do God's will, which is his purpose for life. It is a divine call, like Jeremiah, a call from your creator who sent you to the earth to do something only you can do. You are God's mouthpiece. Say what God say. Now, Levi, did you find the scripture yet? He's probably still looking for it, but he's going to find it in a minute. Jeremiah chapter 1,
verse. Tyrese.
Yes?
Oh, Tyrese has it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak.
All right, good job. So, God chose each one of you, not just Jeremiah, but he formed you in the belly. He said, I know you, Tyrese. I know you, Lily. I know you, Kristen. I know you, Pastor Clarence. I know you, Helen. He said, I know each one of you. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's belly, and I have something for you to do. But do you know there are many people who refuse to do what God wants them to do? Huh, why I have to do that? I don't want to do that. I'm too young. But Jeremiah thought he was too young, but the Lord said, uh-uh, don't you say you're too young. I formed you. Not Jeremiah, I'm sorry. He said, don't say you're too young. I formed you. I knew you before I put you in your mother's belly. I called you a prophet to the nation. Then said the Lord, behold, I can't speak. He gave excuses. You know how we do, like, oh, well, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I can't do this, I can't do that. But the word of God says you can do it, not in your own strength, but you can do it through Christ who strengthens you. It is a divine call, a call from your creator, God. So you are a mouthpiece for God. Do you remember the story of Samuel? Samuel, his mother's name was Hannah. God called Samuel while he was sleeping. He called him more than once, but Samuel had never heard the voice of God before. So Eli had to tell him. Now, all of us need a spiritual parent. We need a spiritual mother, a spiritual father that can help us, because sometimes there are things you don't understand. It may be your own mother, your own father. There may be some things you don't understand. So Samuel was called to speak what God told him to speak. He didn't want to say it, but God said, say what I said to Eli. All right. So I want to ask you another question. Is there any young people on here? You can be any age. Do you have dreams and visions at this time? A dream is when you're asleep. A vision is when you're awake. Anybody, state your name and say, I have dreams, I have visions, or whatever.
This is Levi. I have dreams and visions.
Okay, good. How old are you, Levi?
I'm 13.
13, good job. Yes, there was a young man in the Bible named Joseph. He was 17. And he had dreams and visions, and God gave him the interpretation of them. Can you interpret your dreams, Levi? Do you know what they mean? Levi?
Can you repeat that?
Can you interpret your dreams? Do you know what they mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right, anybody else? Do you have dreams or visions? All right. I have dreams and visions. I'm still asking the Lord, help me interpret them because I don't know what they mean yet, but I sure want to know. So, I'm sorry, go ahead. Was someone saying something?
Yeah, this is Pastor Clarence. I have dreams and visions. I just, you know, at where I'm at now, you know, it's like I just want to be able to give back. I just want to give back. You know, I just want to be a servant, you know, at this point. You know, I know we have a lot of young people here. You got your whole life ahead of you. God has put gifts and you have talents. And all of those things, your gifts and your talents, can be used to the glory of God. I just want to encourage you guys, just, you know, whatever's in you, God is so much, God is like our sister G said, God has put so much in you guys, you know, and one thing you guys have to remember is that the world is fighting for your attention. There's so much coming at you in this day and time. So just be focused, you know, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Just be focused, and God will give you everything that your heart desires, okay?
Thank you, Pastor Clarence, for those words of wisdom. Excellent. All right.
Thank you.
So, young people on this line, you are called to speak what God wants you to speak. So you may say, "Ooh, he called me to tell the pastor something. He called me to tell the prophet something." Don't be afraid. Say it anyway. Say it anyway. So we'll be talking more about that in the future, but I thank God for each of you all. God is a good God. Well, we have a young man on here tonight. I want to acknowledge him. This young man, he is bold and he's courageous. He's very kind. He's brilliant. He's obedient. He has, oh, my God, he can pray effectual, fervent prayers. You are respectful and an excellent listener. I'm so very proud of this young man. And his name is Levi Turner. He lives in Holland, Michigan. Let's give Levi a clap and say, hooray, Levi! Yay, Levi!
Hooray, Levi!
Thank you.
Levi!
I really appreciate it.
Amen. You are
excellent,
young man. I'm so proud of you. I am very proud
Thank
of Levi.
You.
Yeah, he's hosting tonight. He's 13 years young. And, you know, when I asked him to do something, he didn't ever say, "Oh, Grandma G, I can't do that." He didn't ever say that. He always is willing to do it. So I thank God for your boldness and your courage. He participates, you know, weekly, every week. I'll call Levi sometime during the week. I say, "Levi, can you pray for me?" He's willing to do it, and I mean his prayers be right on target. So I thank God for you, Levi. Well, I'm all finished, Levi.
It's time for an encouraging word from my dad, Pastor Turner.
Hallelujah. How are you all on the phone this evening? Anyway, I wanted to bless God for the opportunity to learn with you all. For this time right now, we want to offer the first rights of eternal life. If anyone is going through any kind of problems in your life, any kind of depression, any kind of confused state, anything weighing on your mind, because, you know, the enemy can mess with your head and have you stuck in one place. So my thing is, Jesus already died for our sins. So we want you to imagine this right here. Imagine if God gave you 5 minutes of your air. Imagine if God gave you 5 minutes of your speech, your eyesight, your hearing, your feel, your taste. And we wrap that in there. What if God gave us the time that we give him? He wakes us up in the morning, and we go about our day, go to our jobs, we go to our virtual studies. We do all these things, and we only give him 5 minutes. What if he turned that back around on us, turned around, and we ask him, "Lord, have mercy on us." And he still does it because of his love. And Lamentations, keep Lamentations in your head. Lamentations 3 and 23 says his love and his mercy is new every morning. So every day we get this brand new love and mercy. So we're offering you this eternal life. We're offering you this right now. And this is based off of Romans 10 and 9. If you don't understand it, please go get a Bible. Or get with someone. They can send you a Bible. They will come by your house and drop off a Bible. But you have to read this for yourself. And nowadays they have technology. You can look it up. Romans 10 and 9. And so the thing is, repeat after me if you can. Jesus, I ask you into my life right now. Please forgive me for my sins. everything that I said, everything that I did, everything that I have thought in my mind, I repent of my actions right now. Help me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. I do believe that you died to save me, and God raised you from the dead. I also believe in the word that says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, totally believe in my heart, that I am saved. When I confess that you are my Lord, I am saved.
Yeah,
well,
ask me.
Now I want to talk to you today, and I rejoice with you. Hallelujah! I rejoice if you said those words, because you know the angels, they rejoice with you. And guess what? Your assistance is now effective because you said these things and you believe these things. But I want to talk to you about focus tonight. Focus is a major thing. I was relaxing. I like to say chillaxing. And I was taking a drive. And I thought about it. I was looking in the rearview mirror. Looking in the rearview mirror. And I'm like, okay. In the mirror, it says objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. Now, this is what the enemy tells us right here. He tells us to worry about all these things that's coming on this earth, all these things that you cannot change. Only Jesus can change. He tells you all these problems that's going on. We have distractions on the news. We have phone conversations, Facebook. We have Instagram. We have all these tweets and all these things going on. So he tells us, you know what, look at your past. And then he wants you to desire your future. Please desire your future, but look at your past. It's kind of awkward, huh? But I'm going to tell you this right here. The only way you should be looking in that rearview mirror in your past, unless you're passing someone. You know, if you're passing someone in a car, you have to check the side mirrors. The enemy wants us to stay focused so we can reflect on the past, everything that happened. I don't care if it was last week. I don't care if it was 3 years ago. I don't care if it was 2 hours. The enemy, he does his job. But my thing is, now is the time that we need to stand firm and get out of that rearview mirror. We have to stay focused, because if you don't, watch this. You can be knocked off your reflex. You may need to slow down. You may need to stop. You may need to turn. But if you're focusing on that rearview mirror, you can't do none of that. It's not effective. So please understand when I'm telling you this right here, the only time that you should look in that rearview mirror is for a really quick, brief minute, just to say, Lord, I glorify you for getting me past this state. Lord, I glorify you from where you have brought me from. It was an old song that says, look where the Lord has brought me from. Only you can say that, because you know where they brought you. You know where he brought you from. You know, others may be around, but you felt the effectiveness of it. But I'm telling you, please stay out of the rearview mirror. Stay focused on your life. And you gave your life to God. Matthew 6:27 says, let me get my son to convey the message with me in the King James Version. Let's go to Matthew 6:27. We're going to do this here together. Keep in mind, stay focused. Set your eyes on things above. Look forward in your mind. Here it is, Matthew 6:27.
Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature?
So right here, which of you can add anything to your life? Who can add a single hour to their life? By worrying, by stressing, by keeping your eyes on the past of what you just did. You already apologized to God. You already said, Lord, I repent. So therefore, God already knew what you was going to do before you did it. So therefore, take host in us, Lord Jesus. Let us know. Reassure us. And then reassure yourself that Jesus has not left you. He said, for though I will never leave you nor forsake you. You have to understand who you are. You said you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Children, adults, understand who you are and never let nothing tell you what you are, what you cannot do. And what I mean by that, the right way. never let an enemy come to your life and tell you that you're this way. Oh, girl, you like this. They had these cute shirts that came out, supposedly, that said, straight out of time out. I took that off my son and tore it up. You have to understand what we're putting on our children. So, therefore, I'm not going to hold you long. I just want to tell you to stay focused. Make sure you're processing things. Make sure you don't stay out of it. Make sure you stay out of that rearview mirror. Look briefly just to pass. Don't stay there. I love you all.
Amen. Where's Levi? He's coming.
We are so grateful to each of you for being part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing you from you each week.
Amen. Thank you so much, Levi. We appreciate you and all that you did tonight, Levi. You did an excellent job. I thank God for you. Well, it's closing time. Does anyone have a prayer request before we close out? Anybody have any prayer requests? State your name and your prayer request. We have Sister Catherine on here with us. She's traveling, so we're going to be praying for her.
Yeah.
Sister Catherine.
Thank you. Yes. I have a friend who is at, I'm traveling from a writer's retreat, and I have a dear friend who is a missionary, and while we were at the retreat, her son was arrested for drugs, with a lot of drugs on him, and she and her husband are just devastated, and I'm asking you to pray for her, his name is Josh.
Okay.
If you can pray for him.
All right, Pastor Turner, can you pray for Josh?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can.
I'm sorry, did you hear her?
Lord
request?
God, forgive us for sins. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, it's okay.
Lord God, forgive us of sins known and unknown. We embrace you right now. You're omnipresent, Lord. Lord God, we know there is nothing too hard for you. As it was stated in the message that you gave me, you said you already knew what was going to happen before it happened. So therefore, Lord, he's in your hands. She gives Josh to you. We lift Josh up to you right now, Lord God, and we pray for mercy. Mercy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that he understands what he did. Lord God, we glorify your name that an angel is there to take away any kind of condemnation that's there. We ask for warring angels right now so he can't get himself deep and down and depressed and things like that. We pray against depression, the spirit of depression. We bind you to a dry place right now, and we release a sound mind on that young man right now. Sound mind to Josh now in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord God, because every plan of the enemy that thought it was caught up now is destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every mantle right now that's over the city that will try to take our youth, that will try to take our sons and our daughters. We come against the altar of the enemy right now that try to set in place. In the mighty name of Jesus, collapse now with fire. We stand together in this thing as saints in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, Lord God. We praise your name for the outcome that will shock us all. But we already understand that you said that we shall inherit the earth. Whatever we say right now, today, is what we believe in today. I'm telling you, sister, tonight, if whatever you speak out, do not waver in your thinking, is going to be good with you. It's going to be good because you have the prayers of the righteous, the effective, fervent prayers of the righteous.
And we give you glory, Lord God. We blow your name up, Lord Jesus, because we already know we stand in expectation to see that young man get cleared of these charges right now in the mighty name of Jesus and learn from it and then give you all the glory in the same time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Turner. All right.
Amen.
Mr. Captain, I put you on mute because it's a lot of noise in the background. Anyone else? Prayer request tonight. Prayer request. All right. Well, I thank God for you, Pastor Clarence. Could you close us out tonight with the prayer?
Ma'am, thank you for the privilege. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to continue to thank you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege, oh God, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that's covering each and every one of us. Father God, as we leave from this meeting tonight, from this session, Father God, but not from your presence, oh God, let your word go with us, Father God. Lord, let your word walk with us, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would protect us from all hurt, harm, danger, seen and unseen, Father God. Lord, that you would keep us from all sickness, disease, infirmities, and affliction, Father God. Lord, we pray for all of those families, Father God. Lord, that it's anything that's not like you in their lives, Father God. Lord, we cast it into the abyss, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven, Father God, over all of these families, Father God. Lord, with their children, Lord, with their grandchildren, Lord, with their grandparents, Lord, with their parents, Father God. Lord, whatever the situation is, Father God, only you can fix it, Father God. Lord, we ask that you keep us as the apple of your eye, Father God. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 I love you guys. Thank you all for being on. Anybody have anything they want to say before we close out? All righty. Look forward to talking to you all next week.
Hello. God bless you, Sister G, and everybody on the line. I really have enjoyed everything. And thank you so much. I have a prayer request, and I was debating whether it was too heavy for this line, but I'll give it. There's a 12-year-old girl who was booked with homicide because she killed her six-month-old brother. I'm asking for prayer for that.
Okay. My God. Oh, sorry. All right. Lily. Is Lily there? Lily, did you hear the request?
No, ma'am.
Okay, it was a 12 girl that was, she murdered her brother. So can you pray a prayer for her, Lily?
Six months old.
I'm sorry, say that.
The baby was 6 months old.
Killed her baby brother who was 6 months old.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, please forgive us for sins known and unknown, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call forth the right and left side of our mind in the mighty name of Jesus, to be in line with your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against condemnation on our young generation in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of death in the mighty name of Jesus, over this generation, over the young and the elderly, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of death in the mighty name of Jesus. Unprepared death in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy's plans are null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. We send utter confusion and chaos to him and all his reps in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we praise you for your plan prospering in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you for your plans, Lord God. We thank you for them succeeding in the mighty name of Jesus and your people walking in them in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her tell her testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her be saved in the name of Jesus. We call her forth into the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power and your authority, Lord Jesus. We believe this effective immediately. No backlash, retribution, or retaliation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And thank you, Prophet. I appreciate that request.
Thank you so much, and that prayer was just right on target, bullseye. I expect to be able to give you all a praise report. Thank you.
Thank you for being on. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, all right. I appreciate you all, too, and I love you.
Love you, too. We have Prophetess Jackie on with us from Atlanta. Prophetess Jackie, you have anything you want to say or add? She may not hear me right now. I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. Hold on. Prophetess Jackie, I'm sorry. Are you there?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, I can hear you now. I'm sorry.
I just pray that everybody stay focused on getting closer to God like never before.
Amen.
Like never before.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else before we close out? Prophetess Inez, I'm going to add that 12-year-old to my prayer list that I pray. Well, I pray for the children every day. I'll add her. Whew, we never know what goes on with the minds of our children.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful for all that you've done tonight, Lord God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know. Are you getting ready in real quick? Because I have one more for a 2-year-old boy.
Okay.
He has a twin sister. They live in Miami. A same-sex couple has the daughter, the little girl, 2 years old. They're trying to adopt her. And the little boy with a Christian family, but another same-sex lady who's friends with this first couple, they're trying to adopt him, and they have made arrangements for the little boy to leave the Christian lady, Anita Oliver, and spend weekends with them. And she is really concerned because when he comes back from visiting them, she's concerned about COVID and various things, and she's asking for God to have the courts to give the little boy to him, to her. She's been keeping him for about a year and a half now. And for the little girl, the little boy's name is Jacob. And the little girl's name is Rebecca, asking God to put them in a Christian home and save these three ladies who are have inordinate affection.
Okay. Pastor Turner, could you pray for that request?
Yes, ma'am. Lord God, we come before you like yet again. We glorify your name for the prayer request, because if we didn't have it, what would we pray for? Lord God, we glorify your name in this place for being omnipresent again. Lord God, you already know what's going on. And we praise your name for Jacob and who else? Rebecca. Right now, Lord God, we send angels right now in the name of Jesus to the authorities in that area. In the area that deals with child protective service, Lord God, we thank you for the angel speaking to the person in dreams, speaking to the one in the ear that can make this effective right now and stop this thing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the ones that will take those children and teach them your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we call it already done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will not waver. We will not believe anything.
Hello?
Oh, no, it just cut off.
We are reminding you of your word. We are still reminding you of your word, and we're going to tell you thank you, Jesus. In advance, can everybody take it off mute and say thank you, Jesus? We believe it is effective.
Thank you, Jesus.
We believe it is effective that those children will be safe. They won't have any demonic things that are tagged onto them in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray against every kind of foul spirit that will try to sneak into their dreams right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we call it at a standstill right now, null and void. And we believe it to be effective immediately. Amen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe it.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Turner. We appreciate it. Anybody else? Prayer request. Anybody else? All right. Well, Father, we thank you so much for hearing our prayer requests, for answering our prayers. We thank you that you heard them even before we called upon your name. And so, Father, we cover ourselves with your precious blood. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for safety, for protection for everyone. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do on behalf of all of us and all of our families and everybody we're connected with, oh God. Father, we lift up those children tonight who have contacted the coronavirus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you for a speedy recovery, even the other people who have contacted the virus, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, as your people who are called by your name, humbling ourselves, turning from our wicked ways, that you would heal our land, oh God. Our land needs healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up those who are oppressed, suppressed, depressed, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for clearing the atmosphere of all of these negative things that are going on. Oh, God, bring families back together again. You promised in your word you would bring the fathers back to the children, the mothers back to the children back to the parents, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for bringing them back in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for residing in us, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, to continually lift up the children, lift up their families, oh, God. Lord, there are families on the street tonight that have no place to live, but we are asking you to provide a place for them to live, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. There are people in the hospital, Lord God, who need healing. We lift up baby Chloe, baby Zoe, who've had liver transplants, Lord God. They're not even a year old yet, but, Lord, we're thanking you, Lord God, for them having a testimony, even as young people, teenagers, oh, God, as they grow and develop. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we are thanking you for all the children in the hospital where they are, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for a healing. You are the great and mighty I Am. You are the great physician, Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Let healing come to those children, Lord God, who are in children's hospital where baby Chloe and baby Zoe are and other hospitals, oh, God. Remember the children throughout every continent, oh, God. Keep them safe, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, especially our children, our young people, our youth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Save them from this untoward generation, oh, God. Save them even at an early age, oh, God, and let them have great peace in their lives, oh, God. So, Father, as we close out from the line, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway, oh, God. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength. You are our Redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor. It truly belongs to you, oh God. And we say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah to the Most High God. In Jesus' name. I love you all. Look forward to talking to you soon. Keep praying. Keep praying. Lift up the name of Jesus. Keep praying. Keep praying.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love you, Pastor C, and everyone else on the line.
Love you all.
I love you very much.
Oh, God. This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shootings that's in our schools. pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in and to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in and to the